We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 23, Maharaj Prithu, Going Back Home. Text number 9. Sunat Kumaro, Bhagavan, Yad, Ahad Yat Mikam, Param, Yogam, Tenaiva, Purusham, Abhajat, Purushashaba, Sanat Kumaro Bhagavan, Yad Ahad Yat Makam Param, Yogam Tenaiva Purusham, Abhajat Purushashaba, Sunat Kumara Bhagavan, Yad Ahad Yat Mikam Param, Yogam Tanaiva Purusham, Abhajat Purushashaba, Sunat Kumaro Bhagavan, Yadahad Yat Mikam Param, Yogem Tenaiva Purusham, Abhajat Purushashaba. Kumaro Bhagavan, Yadahajatmikam param, Yogam tenaiva purusham, Abhajaya purushashabha, Sanat Kumaro Bhagavan, Yadaham param, Yogam tenaiva purusham, Abhaja purushashabha, Sanat Kumaro Bhagavan, Yad Yadahad Yatmikam param, Yogam tenaiva purusham, Namaha. Madhumaro Bhagavan, Madhumaro Bhagavan, Yadadhyapnikam param, Yogam tenaiva purusham, Abhajat purusham, Siddhanta Bhagavan, Sambharam, Matsuji's try. Sanat Kumara, Sanat Kumara, Bhagavan, most powerful, Yat, that which, Aha, said, Adhyatmikam, spiritual advancement of life, Param, ultimate, Yogam, mysticism, Lena, by that, Eva, certainly, Purusham, the Supreme Person, Abhijat, worshipped, Purushurishukba, the best of human beings. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Thus, the best among human beings, Maharaj Prithu, followed that path of spiritual advancement which was advised by Sunat Kumara. That is to say, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Purport. In this verse, it is clearly said that Maharaj Prithu, practicing the pranayama yoga system, engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as advised by the saint Sanat Kumara. In this verse, the words Purusham Abhijat Purusha Shabha are significant. Purusha Shabha refers to Maharaj Prithu, the best amongst human beings, and Purusham refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conclusion is that the best man amongst all men engages in the service of the Supreme Person. One Purusha is worshipable and the other Purusha is the worshipper. When the Purusha who worships the living entity, the living entity, thinks of becoming one with the Supreme Person, he simply becomes bewildered and falls into the darkness of ignorance. As stated by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 2.12, all living entities assembled in the battlefield, as well as Krishna himself, were also present in the past as individuals and would continue to be present in the future as individuals also. Therefore, the two Purushas, the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, never lose their respective identities. Actually, one who is self-realized engages himself in the service of the Lord perpetually, both in this life and in the next. Indeed, for devotees, there is no difference between this life and the next. In this life, a neophyte devotee is trained to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in the next life, he approaches the Supreme Person in Vaikuntha and renders the same devotional service. Even for the neophyte devotee, devotional service is considered Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Devotional service to the Lord is never considered a material activity. Since he is acting on the Brahma Bhuta platform, a devotee is already liberated. He therefore has no need to practice any other type of yoga in order to approach the Brahma Bhuta stage. If the devotee adheres strictly to the orders of the spiritual master, follows the rules and regulations, and chants the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It should be concluded that he is already at the Brahma Bhuta stage, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14.26. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who is engaged in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Text. Sunat Kumara Bhagavan yad ahad yat mikam param yogem tanaiva purusham abhijat purusha shabha. Translation. Thus the best amongst human beings, Maharaj Prithu, followed that path of spiritual advancement which was advised by Sanat Kumara. That is to say, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Grim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam. Hare Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada is making very important points. Some people get a little confused, but it's nothing. First point Srila Prabhupada makes is that Ritu Maharaj was the topmost, the best amongst human beings. The best. So this is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that in human society, that society which is divided into four varnas and four ashramas, that is following the Vedic system, is the best, most civilized society, is following varnashram. So that civilization is best. So we should actually follow varnashram. Yeah, definitely. Because that's the best. Bhagavatam says that's the best society. And then, in that society, those who are the brahmanas, they are the best. And amongst the brahmanas, those who develop the qualities of a brahmana, you know the qualities? Samo damastapaso cham kyantamajam mevacha gyan vigyanam astikyam brahmaba kama sabhavacham. Those who have developed the qualities of the brahmanas, they are the best, because they're peaceful and self-controlled. Like this. And of those who have developed the qualities, those who have studied all the shastras, those who have studied the Vedas, they're the best. They're the best of them. And of those who have studied the Vedas, one who can convince others and teach others about the conclusion of the Vedas, he is the best. And amongst those who can convince you about the conclusions of the Vedas, that person who has realized that conclusion and knows Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, he is the best. And amongst those who have realized Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, the Vaishnava, the Shuddha Vaishnava, he is the best. He is the best and topmost human being. So Prithu Maharaj was such a human being. He is such a human being because he is the Vaishnava. It is understood that one who becomes a Vaishnava, he has already undergone all study of the Vedas. He has already undergone all processes of purification. He has already undergone all practices of yoga and tapasya, because he is becoming the topmost human being. This has to be understood. Therefore, our spiritual master, he would say that people who are Brahmins, they're Brahmins, they think they have a very high birth. But if they don't become Vaishnavas, they are not very great Brahmins. They are not, because they're good. They're the best in the Varnashram system, that they're working as Brahmin priests like this. But they may not have read anything. Neither have they understand the conclusions of the Vedas. Neither have they developed the qualities, actually. Many times they haven't developed, they're eating fish, smoking bidis, gambling, taking liquor. Even though they're Brahmins, we offer them respect. We offer them respect as Brahmins. Then what kind of respect do we offer to the Vaishnavas? We have a deep-hearted feeling of respect. deep-hearted feelings of respect to the devotees. Like this. So we have to understand this point Srila Prabhupada is making. Next point. This so exalted pure devotee, he is completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of God. He is that incarnation. Shaktavish. Like this. But still he approaches spiritual master. He approaches the spiritual master and makes inquiry about advancement in spiritual life. He wants to make advancement. He doesn't stop. He doesn't stop. Devotees always want to make more and more and more advancement in Krishna consciousness. In fact, such great exalted Mahabhagavat devotees, they don't even think ever that they are really great devotees at all. They are very humble. They are very humble because pride destroys bhakti. Completely. Completely. Like this. So, such devotees, they know. They know. Therefore, they never allow this pride to enter. They're very careful. They're very careful to offer respects, not just to the Vaishnavas, not just to the Brahmanas, not just to the cows, but they offer respect to every living being. Even to a worm, they offer respect. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings that if I take birth, even as a worm, I don't mind. As long as it's in the house of such a devotee who is a lover of Krishna, I don't mind. Like this. Therefore, he offers respect even to a worm. Sivananda Sen was offering so much respect to a dog, didn't he? You have read that story. He's offering so much respect to a dog. Usually dogs we consider, oh, dirty thing. Oh, poof, keep away. Dogs, oh, they're dirty. You touch them, you become contaminated. But Sivananda Sen is the topmost devotee. He's also the topmost human being. But he offers respect. How does he offer respect? Did he get down immediately? Oh, I'll worship this dog. How did he offer respect to that dog? Not later, but at first. How? By giving prasadam. Very good, correct, Prabhu. This is called, there's two aspects of showing respect to all living beings. One is to show mercy. That's to respect them, is to give mercy to others. Not that I think, oh, I'm greater than you, you know. No, the devotee does not see that. He sees that they are part and parcel of Krishna. Jiva Surabhai Krishna Nichadas. There's no dog soul, or cat souls, or demigod souls, or human souls. All souls are souls. And they're all parts and parcels of Krishna. What is that sloka? Vidyavinaya shampene brahmane gavi hashtini shunichaiva svapakacha pandita samadarshana. He has this samadarshana. But Prabhupada points out, that doesn't mean that we go embracing tigers. Oh, well, the tiger and the Brahmin are the same. I'll pay my obeisances and hug a tiger. No. Because he knows you can't go doing that. You have to understand. This is a practical process of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says, the devotee in the forest, they would get prasadam and give the prasadam to the tigers. And the tigers would come and take the prasadam and then go away. Like a dog. And the dogs were trained. they weren't allowed to come in the house because dogs are naughty, unclean. So the dogs were trained to sit outside, and then the devotees would come, give them prasadam, the dogs would eat and go away. So this is how a devotee, we get some practical idea of how we should offer respect to other living beings. And of course, Ranti Deva. There's Ranti Deva. Even the dogs were kind of that chandala came. Oh, I'm thirsty. Give me that glass of water. He's a dog eater. Not the man who was keeping the dogs. They ate the food. You know that story? We won't tell all these stories. These are evidences from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the spotless Purana. It's giving evidence to show us what is the topmost. And you have to become like that. All of us have to become like that. And it's not by some pranayam process in this age. This is another point we like to make. And Prabhupada points out there's no need to do any other kind of process other than service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in that particular age, those other processes were there. Pranayam, they did the Ashtanga yoga system. But in this age of Kali, people are not suited. Look at me, I can't even sit on this seat. My knees have got some joint problem. So how can I do this sitting asana, padmasana or something? I'm finished. I can't do this yoga like this. Neither do we do this yoga. That is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Harinama, harinama, harinama eva kevalam, kaleva nyasteva, 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 gatiranyata. That is the chanting of Hare Krishna. The chanting of Hare Krishna, the chanting of Hare Krishna. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. And Krishna Das Kaviraj has written, and nyasteva, the first one means no karma. No karma. The second, no jnana. And the third one, no yoga. No! We don't do it. Because we are not qualified to do it. In Kali Yuga, people are manda sumanda mata yo manda bhagyu padrita. We have no qualification to do these things. The human beings are too weak. Their intelligence is too little. Yeah? We'll be misguided by these things. We'll be misguided. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, they are obstacles. They are obstacles on the path of pure devotional service, which means in this age, in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, to take full shelter of the chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is the process in the Kali Yuga, to chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Of course, we can't chant all the time. It is very difficult for us. Next point, Prabhupada mentions, neophyte devotees. The neophyte devotees who come to this Krishna consciousness movement and take shelter of spiritual masters. They take shelter of spiritual masters and are guided in the service of Srisi Gaunitai, Srisi Radha Rasa Bihari, Sitaram Lakshman. They're guided in the Sankirtan. They're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and dancing like this. They're liberated. Even the Kanistha Adhikaris, the new devotees, they're all liberated. They're liberated souls. Of course, many of my godbrothers say, hey, slow down.
They're not liberated yet. But my spiritual master says they're liberated. And Vedic Shastra says they're liberated. But he makes the point, not in this, but in many places, it is called imperceptible liberation. Imperceptible liberation. That means you can't feel that you're liberated. I don't feel liberated. I may say, oh, I feel like I'm in Mayaprabhu. The modes of material nature are crashing me. Wow, again and again. So I don't feel liberated. And others may say, hey, but they've got some faults. They're faulty. They're engaged in devotional service, sometimes angry, vengeful, envious. Like this. They've still, I can see, they're sometimes competitive. Jealous. Huh? Are you jealous? Yeah? Like this. So we're neophyte devotee, materialistic devotee. Are you a separatist? What is a separatist? A separatist thinks that, well, Krishna wants me to do this, but I don't want to do that. I want to do what I want to do. Prabhupada wants me to do this, but I'm going to do what I want to do. That's a separatist. They have some separate idea. But even a neophyte, a person who's coming from the most degraded background, in the darkest regions of the mode of ignorance, if by the mercy of a pure devotee, he just looks on them and says, oh, Krishna Chaitanya, please help these people. They're liberated. They're all liberated. Vasudev Dutt, he's such a pure devotee. He was asking Lord Chaitanya, well, please, give me this benediction. I only ask this benediction, this blessing. Sri Chaitanya, oh, I'll give you whatever you want. What do you want? He said, I want that all of the living entities within this universe go back home, back to Godhead. No matter where they are or what they are doing, in any condition, all the living entities, and if there are sinful reactions, I personally will take all of them and stay here. I don't mind. Vasudev Dutt was such a topmost human being. He's a topmost human being. That he feels so much compassion, so much feeling, love for every living being. He has love for every living being. Just like Shivananda is saying, he loved that dog. He loved that dog. Not that he loved the outward dress. It says that the topmost human beings, the pure devotees, they don't really see the outward dress. Prabhupada would say, you're not an Indian, you're not an American, you're not an Australian, you're not a British person. You're none of these things. You're the spirit soul. And then he say, are you convinced? Convinced means that you should see others as being parts and parcels of the Supreme. That's the next point. He says, well, we don't see the pollution. We never become one with God in identity. But devotees are, in one sense, one with God because they develop the qualities of Krishna. Because you can't serve Krishna unless you come to that pure, transcendental state. Krishna is only served by the pure devotees. So devotees think, I haven't got much chance then, have I? I'm not at all pure. My heart is black. I'm despicable. Don't even look at me. Don't say my name. I am more fallen than Jagai and Madai. These are the statements of a topmost devotee. They have no pride. But where is pride coming from in me? Wow, what is this foolishness? This ahankara. This ahankara. So to surrender to Guru means shishyasya tam sarinam tam padanam. Then now you can inflict some discipline on me, Gurudev. And Gurudev has that right. He can beat me. He can beat me. Gurudev, put your stick on my back. Gurudev, take my ear and slap my face. And go like that. Like this. In Orissa, people come before the deity of Jagannath and they go. What does it mean? I was like, what is that? What is that? It means, please give me this discipline. Give me some discipline. Because I'm a foolish person. I'm a conditioned soul. Conditioned to thinking I can enjoy. I have this, my love has been completely transformed into this enjoying spirit. Lust. And how will this spirit of enjoyment be transformed into a spirit of selflessness? Selfless service for Krishna. For millions and millions of lives I've been thinking, everything should be for my service. My service means the service of my senses, of course. The service of my mind and body. This is me. So I'm so conditioned to this spirit of thinking, this will give me happiness. And material nature tells you so as well. Yeah, material nature is designed in such a way to create this illusion. Maya is doing this trick. Huh? It is said, Maya is presenting everything in an opposite way. Maya is presenting that which is happiness, real happiness, is not happiness. Maya is presenting that which is miserable, distress. She's presenting that as happiness. She's presenting that which is shelter, real shelter. She's presenting that as not a shelter at all. And she's presenting that which is not shelter, which cannot give you shelter, air protection. She's presenting as that which will protect you and give you shelter. She's turning it around. You're thinking that person is your friend, but that is not your real friend. That is your enemy. And she's beginning you to think that your real friend is not your friend. Therefore we are separatist. We have this separatist mentality. Oh well, I've got this, I want to do this and I want to do that. And I'll do it. But the spiritual master, he's the expert spiritual master. He knows the art of engaging the living entities in the service of Krishna. These souls have come because they've been a little humbled. They've become a little humbled. Chato vada bhajante mam janasukriti najuna acharjigyas atiti ganachabanastasava. They've become a bit humbled. They don't feel so great and strong. They're coming to Krishna. Please save me, Krishna. Please protect me. They're coming to Krishna. They want something. And by some great good fortune, I was given causeless mercy by I came in contact with the spiritual masters of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parampara. And I am now engaged in chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And you just have to stay as you are. Just stay as you are. You're already liberated. Srila Prabhupada was asked about this thing and he said, just like if somebody has got on the plane and they're going to America. So you may ask me, oh, where's Prabhu gone? I say, he's gone to America. He may not be in America yet. But it's correct to say he has gone to America. Because he's on the plane. Once you're on the plane, can you get off? Can you get off? No, you can't get off. Even if you want to get off, they won't allow you to get off. Krishna says this thing. Ah, Krishna kahe ame baje. Ah. Yeah, in Chaitanya Charitamrita this sloka is given. That the living entity, he may desire material sense gratification. We may come to Krishna and ask Krishna for some sense gratification. Or relief. No, moksha. I want relief from my sins. I'm a sinner. I want to get relief from my sins. Ah, come chant Hare Krishna. I've heard it's very good for getting rid of my sins, running around the tulsi. Like this. Because even by killing a brahmana, you get free from this sin. So how many brahmanas I may have killed? Many. I may have been such a dacoit in the past. I don't know. Like this. So we come for all these things. To get free from the... Why? Because we want to enjoy. We want a bigger position. We want more sense gratification. Name, fame, adoration. We want so many things. But Krishna is not foolish. Krishna is very intelligent. He says, I'm very intelligent. I'm not like these fools who want to drink poison instead of taking nectar. They don't take poison, but I'm not so foolish as him. I'll make him, because he came to me, I'll make him take taste. I'll make him take that taste of the nectar of the shelter of my lotus feet. I'll make him taste it. I'll make him taste it. And when you get that taste, then Dhruva Maharaj said, he was like broken pieces of glass. Wow. This material world becomes an empty place. If I don't have the association of devotees, if I don't see Radha Rasa Bihari, if I don't see Gaurantai, if I don't see Sita Ram Lakshman, if I don't see all the devotees chanting in a kirtan, haribol, and dancing and dancing, then I don't want to live. I don't want to remain in this world. I will give up my life. Krishna forced me. He went against my will. It was against my will. I never wanted. I didn't even know what it was. How can I want what I don't even know? But Krishna makes us taste the nectar. And you're liberated. But I don't feel liberated. But Krishna's taking me. He's dragging me. He's dragging me. Life after life, he's dragging me. In a short time, I'll be willingly going. I'll be willingly going. And when I'm willingly going, then it will not be imperceptible liberation anymore. There's the imperceptible and there's the perceptible. There's the perceptible. Brahma Bhuta Pashanatma Nasochati Nakangshati Sama Savasu Bhuta. Huh? Mad Bhakti Mlabhate Param. He becomes joyful. He becomes joyful. The devotee becomes joyful in everything. In everything. Despite everything. He's joyful. Why is he so joyful? Because he knows, I'm not this body. I'm not this body. And I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. But somehow or other, Ainandatana jakinkanam patatam mam vishame bhavambado Kripaya tava pada pankaja stituduli sadrisham vachindaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. I am your eternal servitor. I am your eternal servitor, but somehow or other, I have fallen into this material world. Please pick me up and place me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Please pick me up. Please pick me up. So the devotee, when he comes, he's coming to the Brahma, but he understands. But does the mind stop? No, because I've accumulated Himalayan mountain of karma, filth, dirt, and dark desires due to my sinful activities for millions of lifetimes. Does it immediately go away? No, it doesn't. But I'm asking Krishna, please protect me. Oh, Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Payimam. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Payimam. Oh Krishna, please protect me. Protect me. Please save me. Please save me. The devotee in his heart, he prays. Because he's given up the desire to be separate from Krishna. He doesn't want to have any material enjoyment in this world. This material enjoyment is being forced on me. He doesn't want to feel that he can have any pleasure in this material world, but it's being forced on me. He doesn't want to become free from suffering in this material world, but it's being that desire for freedom from it is being forced on me. Because of my conditioning. And again, it's haunting me. It's haunting me like a ghost or like witches. The desire for sensual pleasures, the desire for name, fame, prestige, all those things are haunting me like ghosts and witches. But the devotee, he understands, those are my desires. I don't want these things anymore. But you have acquired such a subtle body, because of your past activity. You have acquired such a gross body to fulfill those desires you had. So now, how will you become free? Krishna, please help me. So Gurudev comes. You have become humbled. Oh, my humble soul. You're a humble soul now. You're crying. When you're crying and you've become humbled, then Gurudev comes. Oh, here is very nice. I'll take him to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. They are the ocean of mercy for the fallen people of the Kali Yuga. They are the ocean of mercy. So if we go to them and cry, please protect me, please give me protection, please save me, Sri Sri Gaunitai, please give me protection, and we sincerely cry to them, then we'll lose all taste. We'll lose the taste for this material world. And we want to be engaged in Krishna's service 24 hours a day, unfailing. We'll be dragged. We want to be dragged. We want to be thrown in the whirlpool of Prema Vivata. We want to be drawn into that whirlpool and drowned. We want to be drowned in the ocean of love for Krishna. Of love for Ram, of love for Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, of love for Srila Prabhupada and his devotees. We want to be drowned in that ocean. Drowned means I forget everything. I don't think of anything else but them. Kabe habe bolo selina ma. Kabe habe bolo selina. When will that day become? I'll be half mad of mind. Mad mind. The mind is now mad for sense gratification. But I want that madness by which I can't stop chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And I want to always be engaged in the service of the Vaishnavas. And I want to become like this. I want to become like this, the topmost human being, by serving them. He'll make me like that. What is that? I'll be able to offer respects to all living beings. I'll be able to offer proper respect to everyone. Proper respect. That ability is coming from Krishna. It's coming from Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. We can't get these things by imitation. We can't imitate these things. It has to come spontaneously from the heart. It comes from the heart. We can't be legislated. We can't sit down, well, you must do this respect and that. That's their vaidhi. That's vaidhi. That's vaidhi. But we have to come to that point where we just see that I am a fallen soul. I'm a very fallen soul. My spiritual master, by his grace, by his mercy, is all I am. All you see is his mercy. I am nothing. What? Nothing. Your mercy is all that I am made of, Gurudev. What you see is only your mercy. I'm nothing. You're just dragging me. I'm asking you to help me, and you're the one who's doing everything. He's doing everything. So it is said, the spiritual master, he comes from Golok. It is said like that. And he comes with that Bhakti Sutra, that rope of Bhakti. And that rope is tied to the lotus feet of Krishna. And he brings it to this material world. And the living entities in this world, they are compared to a person who has fallen in a well, a very deep and dark well. Very deep well. But there's no water in that well. It's a dry well, Baba. If you fall in a dry well, what have you? Break your legs. Can you get out? And no water in there. And you can scream all you like. Nobody will hear you. In this deep, dark well of this material consciousness. Oh my God. Nightmare. It's a nightmare. But we pray to Gurudev, please save us, Gurudev. Please save us, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And they let down the rope. They let down the rope of mercy. And you have to tie this rope tightly. Not to this body. Some people say, oh, you have to clasp it. Hold it tightly. You have to hold it tightly. You have no strength. You have to tie it to your heart. You have to become bound by your heart and appreciate and have gratitude for your spiritual master, how he's coming to this world to deliver you. And with your heart, bind him in your heart, bind his lotus feet in your heart, and he will lift you from this material world and take you back to Goloka Vrindavan. So devotees, on all stages of Krishna consciousness, they're liberated. We have to understand this thing. There's a story about Haridas Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Haridas Thakur, he was put into prison by that Kazi. Kazi was very envious, very envious. Oh, demon. put him into prison because he has given up his religion, Islam. So they put him into prison. And the prisoners all heard, did you hear? Haridas Thakur has been arrested and he's coming to the prison. Wow, such a great saint is coming to this prison. So all the soldiers, they talked to the guards. Oh, please let us have darshan. Oh, that great saint, Haridas Thakur. And the guards, okay. Like this. We also want to see him. And so all the prisoners came. They all came when Haridas Thakur came in that prison. Oh, it was as if the sun was shining in the darkest region of hell. When they saw Haridas Thakur, they were all in great ecstatic love to see him. And they all chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they were so happy to see him. Oh, they were so pleased. Oh. And they asked him, please bless us. Please give some great saint. You're a great saint. Please bless us. And Haridas Thakur said, yes, I will bless you. May you all stay as you are. They all went, what? What? Who? Oh. They all became sad. Because they couldn't understand. But Haridas Thakur, he saw the looks on their faces changing. Oh. That means that stay as you are now in this mode of love for Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Don't ever give up that mood. Just stay like that. Because very soon, in 4 days, you'll all be released from this prison. But all 4 days you will be released. But when you are released, don't forget this mercy of Krishna. Don't ever forget. Don't be ungrateful. Always chant the name of Krishna.
I won't do it again.
Always chant the name of Krishna and serve other living beings. Offer respects to everyone. Follow Ekadashi. Worship the deity like this. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam. My dear. So, just stay as you are. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, whatever you do, don't leave. Don't leave. You may do many things, but don't leave the association of ISKCON. Don't leave. Because this is the spiritual world. Don't fall down from the spiritual world. This is the spiritual world. This is Gaura's Leela. This is Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela in the Kali Yuga. And training is now, in this life, to go back home, back to Godhead. It's not in another life. It's now. Here and now, the training is now. Chanting the holy name of the Lord, offering respects to all living beings, respecting with your heart the Vaishnavas, hearing from your guru, hearing from the advanced devotees, chanting and dancing in ecstasy. This is Gaura Leela. I just saw Gaura Leela. And hearing it through my body, this is Gaura Leela. All those things go on in Gaura Leela. So Srila Prabhupada had written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya appeared 500 years ago, but it didn't stop. It is still going on now today. It is still now going on today. And those who are fortunate can see that it's still going on today. And Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are here today. And they will be, you will see them. You will see them. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Valotanena. You will see them when your heart is pure and full of devotion. You will see them face to face. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki nitai gaur premanande hari hari bol.
So does anybody, any of my senior god brothers like to make some comment or question? Hare Krishna. Something in the microphone. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. There is a basic tendency of self gratification. That is number one. Then there are three modes of material nature. Uh-huh. Then there are six enemies: kama, krodha, lobha.
Uh-huh.
And then on top of that there is Maya, and on top of that there is Kali. So this is the hierarchy of all the vices that we are facing.
Uh-huh.
So the first three. What constitutes Maya? All the three modes of material nature, self gratification, and six enemies constitute Maya, or they are all separate?
So every one of us who takes material body, we're born into delusion, Krishna says. As soon as you accept a material body, we have forgetfulness. All of these modes of material nature are acting on us because of ignorance. It's ignorance, tamaguna. Because of this ignorance, we are forgetful of Krishna. We are forgetful of Krishna. It's like a sickness. We are forgetful. But if you take medicine, then your memory will be revived. So it's all born out of ignorance and forgetfulness. And every one of us, unless you've taken such a birth, you can remember Krishna from your very birth, like Prahlad Maharaj. Such Mahajans. They're Sanat Kumar. These are the Mahajans. They are not like us. They always remember everything. Like Arjuna. Okay, Arjuna was put into Maya by Krishna. This is Yoga Maya, just so he can speak Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada asked him, was there a time when you didn't think of Krishna? And Prabhupada said, no. From his very birth, he was always thinking of Krishna. From his birth. And before that. So, this ignorance. This is the ignorance. This is the cause of our entanglement within this material world. So Gurudev comes, Shastra comes, sadhus come to remove this ignorance with Divigyan. When you hear this Divigyan, you can understand. Get free from all misunderstanding, misconception. Then you become free from offense and you'll be able to chant Hare Krishna purely, and you get love for Krishna. You'll get love for Krishna. And if you take to this path, Krishna comes running to you. Krishna will run to you. Lord Chaitanya is running to you. He wants to embrace you. He wants to embrace her. You want to surrender to me? Krishna's thinking, you will give your life up for me? Krishna's running to you. But we are so blind. We haven't developed the eyes. But Krishna's running to us. He's embracing us. But we are so conditioned. We're thinking, no, that can't be true. That can't be true. Then how did you give up all these material desires? Prabhupada would say, my disciples are not interested in going to movies. They're not interested in going to nightclubs or casinos. They're not interested in liquor. They're not interested in naked women. They're not interested in any of that. They're only interested in Krishna and chanting and dancing and hearing about Krishna. So what is that? They're immediately coming to the stage of the topmost human beings. And these beings from the lowest regions. Lowest regions of ignorance. This is the power of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. That is their great power. That which would take thousands of lifetimes. Thousands of lifetimes. They're doing it immediately. Immediately, Prabhupada said. You don't have to wait for liberation. It's immediate. Immediately. You're liberated.
No doubt it. One reporter came. Oh, you know, your disciples, will they become liberated? Will they become liberated? And Prabhupada said, they're already. All of my disciples are liberated souls. And I'll repeat, all his grand disciples are liberated souls. And the great grand disciples, and the great great grand disciples, because the adjective is their disciple. They're the disciples! Are they following the discipline, imparampara? And therefore we're connected. And Krishna says, if the Guru accepts you, I accept you completely. The Guru is the representative of Krishna. If the Guru has accepted you, I put your name in my book. Wow! Yamaraja may have a very big book. It's finished. You may not know so, that your spiritual master is so great. You may not know so, you may not see it, but they are. They are. And in the future you'll know it. But we're just little neophytes, so we should be very careful. We should be very careful not to commit FS, because we'll slow down our progress. We want to know how to advance. We want to advance. This is the thing. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you very much for giving a wonderful class.
Thank you, Prabhu.
And if, you know, all these devotees can chew it, digest it, they will be liberated.
It may take time. It may take time. When you're digested, then you become the topmost. Only then will you be crying and crying and crying. Oh, how fortunate we are!
Yes.
Why are they crying and crying? Because they realize and understand. When you were this fortunate, when you were going back home, back to Godhead, it said, Brahma will be there, Shiva will be there, all the demigods will be coming offering lamps to you. They will be offering worship to your feet. Because you are going back home, back to Godhead. And they feel, our mission is successful. That is what this material world is for. That you go back home. And when you go, they worship you. They worship you. Like this. So we should understand how fortunate we are. We should never doubt. We should never doubt it. If you have some doubts, then you should inquire more and more and get rid of those doubts. And then you should be, by hearing this thing also, you should be enthusiastic. What happens if those people out there, if we bring those foolish people and bring them, give them prasadam, and they'll come here and say the dead, they'll also be liberated. And Krishna says, if you do that, oh, you become even more dear to me. And you'll get a very special place. You'll get a very special service to Radha and Krishna, which has never been given before. It's never been given before. So please, like anything, you will get the service of Srimati Radharani. Yeah. Lord Chaitanya is offering this thing. So the devotees become mad. They become mad. Oh, marathon, marathon. We must distribute this knowledge. We must get people to chant Hare Krishna. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hari Hari Bhava. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.